coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
So this is what they do with coverage. It's a lot of man concepts. They will double on third down to prevent those throws in the middle, which is something the Eagles do very, very well.
They may show you one game plan with personnel groupings against a team like the Jaguars, and then when you go in there to face them, they'll give you something completely different. Our guys are going to have to do extra homework this week and be ready to make the adjustments accordingly.
More often than not, he's going to be Tom Terrific, and he makes plays. So, yeah, this defense, they've got to get to him and not just get close. They've got to affect his throwing on. They've got to get hits on him early and often.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a Super Bowl edition of Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. I am John Clark. We are finally here, and it is a coaching matchup of Bill Belichick in his eighth Super Bowl against Doug Peterson in his first. What does Bill Belichick do so well against offenses? What will he try to do against the Birds? Here is a little enemy intel with our own Greg Cassell.
The matchup of the Eagles offense versus the Patriots defense will be fascinating. Now, to give you a very quick overview of the Patriots defense, they're really built on coverage consistency, meaning they play a lot of man-to-man coverage. That's their foundation. Now, they play three types of man. They play cover one, they play two-man, and they play one robber. Now, as part of their man coverage concepts, one thing they like to do situationally, meaning red zone and on third down, is double specific receivers by the opponent. And I really believe on third down in this game, that could be Zach Ertz. Now, we saw this kind of concept a few weeks ago in the playoffs when they played the Tennessee Titans. And you can see here, it's Delanie Walker. Delanie Walker is the receiving threat for the Titans on third down. So he's lined up on the left side of the formation. So here, the double would be Patrick Chung and Devin McCourty. But what happens? Walker motions across the formation. So now the double changes. It's still Chung who goes with Walker, but now it's the other safety, Daron Harmon. So this is a straight double on Delanie Walker, and that's exactly where Marcus Mariota was looking to throw the ball. That throw was not there, and he gets sacked. Now, I mentioned that they also play two-man coverage. It's part of their man concepts. That's what they are mostly on third down, a man coverage defense. Now, this one's a little different. This won't be a pure double. It's two-man coverage. But because of the tight bunch formation by the Steelers on the right of the formation, that forced Eric Rowe, the outside corner, to play with width and depth. And it was very difficult for Rowe to work through the traffic and make up the separation that he had with Juju Smith-Schuster. So what do you have here? You have Daron Harmon, who's really a two-man safety, but he sees all this in front of him. And what does he do on this third and four? He jumps the shallow crosser by Smith-Schuster, makes the tackle short of the first down. That's not a pure double. That was just great recognition by Harmon and another great example of the Patriots playing situational football on third down. So this is what they do with coverage. It's a lot of man concepts. They will double on third down and in the red zone. And then in their two-man and one-robber concepts, they will attack the middle of the field to prevent those throws in the middle, which is something the Eagles do very, very well.
All right, Mike Quick, we saw how Bill Belichick and the Patriots try to take the Birds' best player out of the game. But Doug Peterson and Bill Belichick last faced each other a couple years ago. Belichick tried to do that to Doug. What did Doug do?
Well, that's what they do. They try and take away your best player, your best target, and that's what they're going to do here. Watch this guy. He's going to come to the line of scrimmage as if he's going to blitz the quarterback, put pressure on the quarterback, but all the time they want to double this guy and take him away. So what's most important, John, when that happens, this guy single coverage, this guy single coverage, this guy single coverage, they've got to win their individual battles. And that's what happens. They take away Kelsey, the inside receiver and tight end, and the main target, but Jeremy Maclin works to get open, and he breaks inside and gets open. So, John, that's what's going to be crucial in this matchup, that the guys on the outside, they win their one-on-ones, because the receivers, they're going to have some opportunities in one-on-one coverage.
And is this a good advantage for the Eagles? Because they don't have that 1,000-yard receiver. They've got three receivers that have around 800 yards each. And they're the only team in the NFL that has three receivers or tight ends with eight touchdowns or more.
So then you pick your poison. If they choose to take away Zach Ertz, then these other guys, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, they've got to get open. If they choose to take away Alshon Jeffrey, then I think Zach Ertz is just going to have a field day. So the defense for the New England Patriots, they pick their poison, and the other guys have to win.
This segment is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at some of the big one-on-one matchups that could affect the outcome of the Super Bowl. But first, let's shift our focus to Tom Brady and the Pats offense. What makes them so successful, and how can the Birds keep them out of the end zone? We'll cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
No team in the NFL is as diverse and multiple with their formations and their looks at a base personnel packages as the New England Patriots. They will often line up in 21 personnel, and they'll line up with that in empty. They'll line up with that in 2x2 spread sets. As I said, they're as multiple as any team in the league out of base personnel, and they very often do this in normal down and distance situations. So they're getting base defensive personnel, and they're getting what we call default coverages. It could be man, it could be zone, but they know what the coverage will be. Let's look at this concept in action. Here's a great example of it. You initially see Rex Burkhead offset in the backfield to the field. Now, the wide split receiver to the field here is the fullback, James Devlin. Again, it's base personnel. It's two backs, 21 personnel. Gronkowski is sort of in a tight slot on that same side. But what do the Patriots do? They motion Burkhead outside of Gronkowski. This confirms the coverage because the Saints bring a linebacker with Burkhead to play him. They now know it's man-to-man, but they have the matchup they want. Burkhead in the slot running a vertical route against a linebacker. That's exactly what they want. That's what they got. And this becomes a throw for Brady. It's defined before the snap of the ball, and it's a 19-yard touchdown. This is what the Patriots do so, so well. Now, they also attack zone coverages really well. You look at the AFC Championship game. They're playing the Jaguars. Jaguars are a predominant zone defensive team. They either play quarters or cover three. This was second down, normal down and distance. They're in cover three. So what do the Patriots do? They're in an empty set. Look to the top of the screen. What do you see there? Deion Lewis is split outside the numbers. Brandon Cooks is in the slot. That's to the boundary, the short side of the field. But again, it's base personnel. James Devlin, the fullback, is all the way at the bottom of the screen. They do this a lot. You will see Devlin split. They rarely ever throw the ball to him, but it helps define coverage and routes. So what do they get here with Cooks in the slot? They get cover three, as I said. So that means there's a linebacker, Telvin Smith, lined up over Cooks. Now, he's not playing man-to-man because linebackers don't play wide receivers like Cook man-to-man. So this is cover three, zone. Cooks is just going to run a vertical route. He's going to run right by Smith, and the single high safety is not going to get there. So this becomes a defined read, a defined throw for Tom Brady, and he hits Cooks for 31 yards. Again, this was the second play of the game in the AFC Championship game, but this is what the Patriots do exceptionally well that the Eagles must be prepared to defend. the Patriots will line up with base personnel, very often with a fullback on the field. They'll spread the field. They could be empty. They could have a back in the backfield in a 2x2 set or a 3x1 set, but it makes it very difficult to defend because you get mismatches, and that's something the Eagles must be ready for.
All right, Ike Reese, the Patriots are so good offensively getting matchups that they want against the defense. What do the Eagles do defensively to identify who the ball could possibly go to?
Well, you got to have pre-snap recognition, right? You got to understand, okay, this is the formation that they're in, this is the personnel that they're in, and then there are adjustments to be made off of that versus the offensive formation going to a one-back set like you see here with the Vikings when they're motioning out Latavius Murray, or if they decide to go to an empty backfield set, there's always adjustments. What you got here in this first series versus the Vikings is communication issues, right? We got a blitz on, so you're going to get Latavius Murray lining up out here on the outside. You see Rodney and Malcolm discussing, okay, who's going, who's not going. They decided Rodney's the guy that's going to go. You're going to see Rodney drop down here in the box. He's on the blitz. Now, when the back steps out here, these are the guys that have to make the adjustment now because they're the guys in coverage. So you got the two corners over here. They should be on the two receivers. Now, what you should have is Michael Kendricks coming out here to be lined up on Latavius Murray. And then you got Nigel Bradham and Najee Good on the other back and the remaining tight end there. But you got a new middle linebacker in there who's probably not used to the formation. They give him something they weren't necessarily ready for. There's confusion before the snap of the ball. You see Najee still trying to communicate to Michael. Somebody has to get out here because you got two guys with three guys over here. He's not ready at the snap of the ball, and by the time the ball is snapped, he's already out of position on a Pro Bowl tight end in Kyle Rudolph. Case Keenum recognizes that the blitz is coming. You got a single high safety. He knows the rest of the guys are in man-to-man coverage based on how they move when Latavius Murray came out here. He knows he has all of this field open to get the ball to Kyle Rudolph, and you're going to see him make a nice, easy pitch and catch throw. But this all started with not having good pre-snap recognition, understanding the adjustments that were going to be made based on backfield formation, whether it goes to a single back set or an empty backfield set. Those are the things that you have to know prior to the ball being snapped. If they go empty, these are the adjustments we have to make. Planning as a team like New England, that's what Bill Belichick does to your defense. He puts a personnel grouping out there, and he'll go to empty just to see how you adjust to it, whether you're in man or you're in zone, and then he'll come back later in the game and exploit that very same personnel. You have to know all of your empty backfield set adjustments and your single backfield set adjustments when you line up against the Patriots.
That's a good point. And Tom Brady loves getting the ball to his backs, Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead. So is this good that they have 2 weeks, Eagles defense, to prepare for all this?
No, it most certainly is. You're going to have to download as much information as you can on what the Patriots do. Here's the other thing that can be sort of confusing and a real advantage for the Patriots. They may show you one game plan with personnel groupings against a team like the Jaguars, and then when you go in there to face them, they'll give you something completely different. That's the genius of New England and why they've had the success that they've had. Our guys are going to have to do extra homework this week, getting ready for multiple personnel groupings and empty backfield sets and single backfield sets, and be ready to make the adjustments accordingly.
Stay tuned. Next, we're going to look at some individual matchups that could decide whether the Eagles win or lose Super Bowl 52. But first, let's look at one area where the Birds may have a big advantage in this one. Where is it, and what can they do to make the most of it? We'll find out when we return on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, presented to you by Verizon Wireless. Q, let's take a look at the GOAT, Tom Brady. He's considered this guy to be the greatest of all time for a reason. He does have a little bit of kryptonite, right? Every quarterback, once you're in the pocket, they get a little skittish if you get to him early and often. We've seen Tom times in the past struggle with that. Let's watch here versus the Jags. This pocket collapsed around him. And then just look at him. Look at him, man. He's ducking. He's seeing ghosts. He doesn't know where to go with the football. And eventually Jacksonville gets on.
Listen, he knows that that offensive line can be had. And there are some weak points in that offensive line. But he's still Tom Brady.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. He understands that they are struggling with protecting him. Yeah. And so there are times he's looking or he's seeing ghosts that aren't there. But then there are times or reasons that he should be a little nervous and skittish back there. You take a look here earlier in the season against the New Orleans Saints. Watch the pass rush. They get out there. Watch how the pocket collapses around him. But this is what makes him the GOAT. When you watch him in there, that looks like that's going to be a sack, right?
Yeah. But see, the previous play, you saw his eyes drop. But on this particular play, you've got all of these bodies around him, but he still keeps that focus. He drops a dime to Gronkowski, and Gronk goes in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He's still Tom Brady. 39 years old, been playing forever, and he knows what he has here. He knows this guy right here is suspect. This guy right here can be had, but he's still able to make plays.
Yeah, you're going to get a free runner come here. They ran a nice little TE stunt up front. He stands in the pocket, takes a big hit, drops it in the bucket to Brandon Cooks, 40, 50 yards down the field. It's the reason why they consider this man the GOAT. He has 5 rings. It's because of plays like that.
Yeah.
But like we showed you in the earlier portion of that video, you can't get to him. You can make him a little skittish back there, and then he'll underthrow some balls or overthrow some balls. But more often than not,
he's going to be Tom Terrific, and he makes plays. So, yeah, this defense, they've got to get to him and not just get close. They've got to affect his throwing on. They got to get hits on him early and often.
91, 55, 93, 56.
Yeah.
You know, I can see all these numbers surrounding number 12 in that pocket. I don't think he escapes those guys.
One of these things these guys do so well, like, they get to the throwing arm. You see Chris Long, you see Brandon Graham. They're not just getting to him. They want to make sure that they get to that arm because they know if they can affect the arm, they can affect the outcome of that pass.
That's a great point. Sometimes you sacrifice the hit on the quarterback just to affect the throwing arm. Force a fumble, Aaron throw could lead to a pick six for somebody.
That's what they do well.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to this Super Bowl edition of Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And let's take a look at some matchups here. First of all, Rob Gronkowski, most receiving yards in the NFL for a tight end this year. What do the Eagles have to do to try to defend this guy?
Well, talking about a tough matchup, matching up with Rob Gronkowski is one of the toughest ones in the NFL. And so the Eagles will have their hands full there. They like to go to their nickel and dime package, and you're going to need to see Malcolm Jenkins or Corey Graham lined up on Rob Gronkowski. Let's take a look at a formation that the Patriots like to use. Eagles saw earlier in the season when facing the Kansas City Chiefs. They like to go in this 3-by-1 formation where you get Travis Kelce on the backside here in a one-on-one coverage. But I like the way Malcolm at the line of scrimmage is physical with Travis Kelce, gets his hands on him. But you notice even there, Alex Smith threw him the ball anyway. That's the same thing Tom Brady will do when you have Rob Gronkowski covered. He trusts him that much that he'll still put the ball up there. So to me, a key thing is disrupt him at the line of scrimmage and then make sure you finish the play all the way through because Tom has that much faith in him.
Yeah, the Eagles really could win the lines of scrimmage. This could be a big advantage for them. Mike Quick, the Eagles offensive line coming off maybe their best performance against the Vikings, but who do they have to look out for on that Patriots defensive front?
John, and you're right, the game has to be won at the line of scrimmage. And if you look at the New England Patriots, there's one guy, Trey Flowers. He's a guy that plays all over the formation. They'll line him up out wide. He's a defensive end, but they'll line him up also over the center. And you'll see on this play, he's lined up over center, and he does a great job with leverage, getting his hands on the center, wiping the center's hands off, and getting to the quarterback here, Blake Bortles. This is a guy built very similar to Brandon Graham. He's 6'2", 265. He led that team in sacks with 6.5 sacks, but they use him everywhere. And he's very talented, relentless guy. He could line up anywhere along that line. So any of those guys on the front, they've got to be able to keep him off of their quarterback.
And I really like the way the Eagles' defense is balling going into the Super Bowl, giving up 8.5 points per game in the two games. That's the best by a defense going into the bowl in 15 years. So you got to feel good about the defense, the way they're playing.
Oh, for sure. Having given up a point in the second half in the postseason, really giving up one touchdown per game over the last 4 games. So defense playing at its best when you need it to be its best.
Yeah, and both sides of the ball, they have to control the line of scrimmage and win right there.
I love it. It is on. Super Bowl, here we come. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan. He is Mike Quick, Ike Reese, and I'm John Clark. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.